Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
Just like Cougar fans come together for BYU basketball, the community gathers around KSL each morning for important news. Listen tomorrow between 5 and 9 to KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in. It's Cougar Nation. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte breaking down a big win, BYU over West Virginia. And momentarily, we will start to look ahead to that Oklahoma game tomorrow. But this is Cougar Nation. We take your calls each and every Monday night, 801-575-8255. And before we get to what's trending up, trending down, Mitch, we've got a mystery caller who will not identify. So let's get out to this mystery caller. You're live on Cougar Nation.
Hi, Daddy.
Who's this? Ruby?
Yeah.
Wow. What's on your mind, Rubes?
Who's your favorite BYU basketball player?
Oh, wow. Good question. So that's why there was a mystery. And producer Nate kept it a mystery. I understand now. Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Ruby. Nice job. You're on KSL for the first time. I know that she wanted to be on the radio one day, so I appreciate the call. My favorite BYU basketball player maybe ever, I would say probably Jimmer. Probably my favorite basketball player ever. What about you, Matt? Who's your favorite BYU basketball player ever?
It's Jimmer without a doubt. And as you mentioned, we had a great interview with Jimmer. We talked about the Olympics. We talked about a lot of stuff on Cougar Sports Saturday with Jimmer. And what I love about Jimmer is he is still just such an approachable, nice, good representative of BYU. I love that he still comes to the games. He's always shown on the screen. If you haven't been to a home game yet, before they drop the sheets and have the introductions, it's Jimmer Fredette. This is the best arena in the Big 12. Turn off those lights. Like, Jimmer Fredette has just become, I think, what every athlete should aspire to be at BYU, because he made the most of it, and he'll always be a legend. And because he still has that tight relationship with BYU, I think it's helped keep that legendary status. And I'm totally with you. The way he played on the court also, we should talk about that. He was he was player of the year, Mitch. So it's hard not to choose Jimmer.
Thanks for the call, Ruby. I'll see you home later tonight. Appreciate the call. Love you very much. 801-575-8255. Let's get to what's trending.
Cougar Nation, trending. What's trending up and what's trending down this season?
All right, trending up and trending down. Now, I'll start things off, Matt. Trending up for BYU, it's their defense. You know, we had a call earlier about the defense. Look, this BYU team, they can lock folks up. They're top 25 nationally in defensive metrics. You know, all the headlines, the praise have centered around BYU's high-powered offense, and for good reason. They have leaned into the identity of having the ultimate green light when it comes to shooting three balls. But defensively, BYU will lock people up. And West Virginia, I mean, I can't undersell it enough. You know, I think the metrics and the losing record of West Virginia say, oh, that's not that great of a win. The AP pollsters weren't impressed. But they had been undefeated in Big 12 play at home, and BYU in stretches shut them down. BYU built up a 17-point lead and was rolling, and it took a Kerr-Carissa kind of late heave three-pointers to really get back into it. I thought BYU defensively was a big reason for that win on Saturday, and I feel like it's something that's going to carry going forward with Foos back in the lineup.
Well said, Mitch. They're 21st in three-point defense. They're 13th in rebounding margin. I bring those up to reemphasize your point, because they've played 8 Big 12 games now. Like, this is a big enough sample size at the best league in basketball that these things can continue. The three-point defense, I think, is going to stay. I think their ability to rebound, which is a big part to the defense. Now, you can guard the whole clock, but if you're giving up offensive rebounds, that's not good either. So that's a great observation that the BYU defense continues to climb. For me, Jackson Robinson is trending up. He was so good in non-conference play, and then he cooled off to start Big 12 play, and you were wondering, 2 of 10 from 3, like, that's not good enough from a potential first-round NBA draft pick. Well, he's had double-digit scoring in three straight games. He's had two back-to-back games where he's shooting the three ball above 40%, and he's made multiple threes in four of the last five games. So he's clearly ascending offensively, and I think that's important because you still need a couple guys to be consistent offensively. You want Jackson Robinson to be one of those guys, and I think he's returning to form.
I like that pick a lot. It's been, you know, Jax, to see him kind of get back into his groove offensively. It's needed for BYU because there's going to be a game or two where I feel like he's that one guy that can put it on the deck and go get a bucket. Like that's one thing that BYU kind of lacks. You know, when they're not just letting that thing, passing that thing everywhere around the court, do they have the guy that can, when all breaks down, can just go get a bucket? I think that's Jackson Robinson, but he's got to be, you know, kind of in that rhythm offensively, and he's been showing well for BYU as of late. Here's kind of an outside the box thinking for my trending down. It's not centered on BYU because I really feel like there's a lot to like about BYU. I don't know if you caught wind of this, Matt. Trending down, the perception of the Big 12, and I bring this up because some national talking heads in college basketball, well-respected voices, saying that the Big 12 is not as good as it, you know, the metrics say they are, basically saying the Big 12 teams like BYU game the system in non-conference, playing weak non-conference schedules, and then once they got to the point of conference play, they all have these high rankings and they just beat up on each other and stay in the high rankings. Do you buy that?
I don't buy it at all. I think when you have a league as deep as this, and let's not forget too, this league, you still have Texas and Oklahoma, and you add four new teams. Bill Self talked about this a few weeks ago. They had no idea they were getting the caliber of teams that they got. Houston, yeah, we had an idea that Houston would come in and be good. They've been building a defensive juggernaut down in Texas. Houston's good. But no one thought BYU would do this. UCF just beat Oklahoma by double digits. No one thought UCF would do anything. Cincinnati has played well against some teams. So just because this league literally from top to bottom, like even the Oklahoma State just got a win. Like West Virginia and Oklahoma State are at the bottom of the league, and they're capable of beating anybody in the league on any given night. I don't know how do you disparage a conference where you have no freebie games? I don't understand.
My theory is that I think folks in college basketball can't handle that the East Coast is at the center of the universe of college hoops anymore. You know, Big East, ACC. They're not the best league. It's the Big 12. And I think what makes the Big 12 so good, too, is there's no bottom. You know, Oklahoma State on any given day can beat someone on their home court. Probably can't win on the road. But, man, they could beat you in Stillwater. You know, and same with West Virginia, who took down Kansas. And we saw Kansas beat Houston pretty easily over the weekend. So I just think this league's been pretty amazing, and I'm surprised that there's now people saying, oh, they game the system. Isn't that kind of what the SEC did in football? I think the Big 12 is on top of the college basketball world, but I just had to get that,
And let's not forget this point too, Mitch. What are some of the best teams in the Big East? Creighton? They play in the Midwest, for heaven's sakes. So, yeah, that's a good point. For me, trending down, Tylenol and NyQuil, does any of these cold and flu medicines work anymore? Because I wondered that all winter long. I'm like, I'm drinking NyQuil, I'm popping pills, I'm still getting sick. I'm like, is there any medicine out there that can keep us healthy? And this applies to the BYU team. Wash your hands. Does hand sanitizer work? It's like these flus and colds have evolved to just be ever growing and will always get you. It's frustrating. Hey. I've spent all this money on this medicine. It's not working. I want to be healthy.
I would still rather this setup where players are just missing games because of an illness, but the world around them doesn't shut down. So I'm okay with this setup compared to, oh, the NCAA tournament is now canceled. Everything is done.
Hey,
I'd rather have this setup.
I tried all those things. I wore a mask. I did all that. I got sick. Like these illnesses are just amazing. They just get you. So I'm not going to buy this stuff anymore. It's trending down.
801-575-8255. Do you agree with Matt on illness? No, I'm kidding. Question of the day. Who's the best BYU basketball player through the first half of Big 12 play? And, hey, anything else on your mind in BYU hoops, Call in 801-575-8255. We'll break down BYU versus Oklahoma next. Tip off tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Let's break it down here on Cougar Nation.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.